From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's first speech before the entire Congress Tuesday night featured many familiar themes, including his emphasis on public safety and national security. Mr. Trump also called on lawmakers to work together to repeal Obamacare.
With reforms that expand choice, increase access, lower costs, and at the same time provide better health care. Mandating every American to buy government-approved health insurance was never the right solution for our country.
Trump also outlined some of the progress made since his inauguration, including getting top companies to commit to new jobs here in the states. Former Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear gave the customary Democratic response to Trump's speech. Beshear said Mr. Trump's approach to security makes the United States less safe, and he said he has, in his words, all but declared war on refugees and immigrants.
The president can and should enforce our immigration laws, but we can protect America without abandoning our principles and our moral obligation to help those fleeing war and terror, without tearing families apart, and without needlessly jeopardizing our military men and women fighting overseas.
Trump drew sharp criticism and court challenges over his executive order that suspended the nation's refugee admittance program and banned entry to anyone from 7 majority Muslim countries. The president plans to introduce a revised version of that order soon. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Russia and China exercised a double veto Tuesday to block action in the United Nations Security Council aimed at sanctioning the Syrian regime for using chemical weapons against its own population. Nikki Haley is the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations.
Russia and China made an outrageous and indefensible choice today. They refused to hold Bashar al-Assad's regime accountable for the use of chemical weapons.
The draft resolution that was defeated sought to impose sanctions on the Assad regime for the use of chemical weapons in at least 3 attacks on its own population in 2014 and 2015. U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says answers are needed on reports of improper contact between President Donald Trump's campaign officials and Russia during the presidential campaign. Ryan was interviewed Tuesday on the NBC Today show. 3 congressional probes into possible links between the Trump campaign and Russia are underway. Ryan did not indicate whether a special prosecutor should be involved in the probe. He said a bipartisan investigation is necessary to help ensure that the intelligence information gathered is not compromised. The heir to the South Korea's Samsung empire has been indicted on bribery, embezzlement, and other charges in connection with the political corruption scandal involving President Park Geun-hye. The company's de facto leader, Lee Jae-yong, was charged Tuesday along with 4 company executives. Prosecutors had spent months building a case against Lee, alleging that he played a role and $37 million in payments made by Samsung executives to a friend of the Korean leader in exchange for government support for the merger of 2 Samsung affiliates. Lee has denied any wrongdoing. Malaysia's attorney general says 2 women arrested in connection with the killing of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will be charged Wednesday with murder. The 2 individuals, an Indonesian and Vietnamese suspects, have said they thought they were participating in a television prank show. The charges they will face carry the death penalty. Kim Jong-nam died February 13th, shortly after 2 women smeared what Malaysian authorities say was VX nerve agent on his face at the Kuala Lumpur airport. And the United States military has confirmed the killing of a top Taliban leader in a recent airstrike in Afghanistan's Kunduz province. The strike conducted Sunday as part of an operation with Afghan security forces killed Mullah Abdul Salam, the Taliban commander for Kunduz, along with 4 other enemy combatants. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.